meet today's contestants. A communications specialist from Campbell, California, Deanna Bolio. A screenwriter from Scottsdale, Arizona, Kevin Karp. And our returning champion, a writer originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Andy Wood, whose two-day cash winnings total $47,598. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, everyone. Good to have you with us. Two impressive wins in a row for Andy, our champion. Kevin and Deanna, you're going to have to be at your best if you want to replace him. But good luck to all three of you. Here we go. We'll take you into the first round of play, and we'll do some traveling to start off with, I believe. We'll go around the world. Next. I got them historical blues. Oh, dear. We'll deal with food. Then voiceover initials. We'll give you the initials. You identify the artist doing the voiceover. That's followed by requests. And finally, the phrase that pays. Andy, start.
Let's try VO initials for 1,000, please.
Wild Style Lucy in the Lego Movie, E.B. And the artist is Elizabeth Banks. Back to you, Andy.
VO initials 200.
Ted in Ted. SM. Andy.
Who's Seth MacFarlane?
Right.
VO 400.
Ralph in Wreck-It Ralph. JCR. Andy.
It's John C. Reilly.
Correct.
VO 600.
Mater in Cars. LTCG. Deanna.
Who is Larry the Cable Guy?
That's it.
The phrase that pays for 200.
Adding my opinion, I'm putting my this trifling amount in. I'd like to think it's worth more. Deanna?
What are 2 cents?
Yep.
Phrase for 400?
Something completely without value is said to be not worth a plugged this. Andy?
What's a nickel?
Yeah.
Phrase that pays 600.
You turn on one of these when you change direction in a small area. Andy?
What's a dime?
Turn on a dime, correct.
Phrase that pays 800.
The essential point of a matter, or the very last part of a financial report showing profit or loss. Andy?
What's the bottom line?
Right.
The phrase that pays for 1,000, please?
This royal phrase denotes a huge amount of money, perhaps to get your monarch back from those kidnappers. Andy?
What's a king's ransom?
Yes.
Let's finish out VO initials.
Remy from Ratatouille. P.O. Andy?
Who's Patton Oswalt?
Right.
Requests for 200.
It's a request made after trial for review by a higher court. Deanna?
What is an appeal?
Appeal, yes.
Food for 200.
This fruit was an early symbol of peace and prosperity. Deanna?
What is the fig?
Fig is right.
Food for 400?
No lie. Burger King calls this signature sandwich America's favorite burger. Deanna?
What is the Whopper?
Whopper,
food
yeah.
Food for 600.
It's Christmas, and we got a batch of this semi-soft candy. Yum. Andy.
What's fudge?
Fudge, yeah.
Food for 800.
Encyclopedia Britannica says this quick bread became an integral part of the fashionable ritual of taking tea. Deanna.
What are scones?
Scones, yes, and that bumps you up to 2,400. Half as much money as Andy. We have yet to hear from Kevin, but we will when we come back. Deanna Bolio is a communications specialist who spent a season working for something that is far from communications, the San Francisco 49ers, a sports team.
It was actually very related to communications. I spent a season after college interning in the public relations department, and I also worked with a lot of the community relations events, so visiting children's hospitals with players and things like that. It was really rewarding.
Doing pro bono work as well as
Tuesday was the community service day.
Okay, good. Kevin Karp is a screenwriter from Arizona who knew he wanted to become a writer when he accidentally ran into which famous author?
Right, so we were on vacation in Florida. I was about 12 years old, and by just faintest moonlight, we saw these distinctive glasses and realized it was Stephen King. And my dad was driving, and he said, I don't know who that was, but I almost ran over his mailbox. He needs to get some lights.
Get some lights for your mailbox. All right, our champion is Andy Wood. He also is a writer. And you started a comedy festival in Portland. How long ago was that?
We closed it out 3 years ago, but it ran for 10 years before that. And interestingly, Patton Oswalt, who just came up, he headlined both the first and the 10th year of it.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back into this. And at the moment, Deanna has command of the board, which means, of course, she picks the next clue. So go ahead, young lady.
Let's do food for 1,000, please.
This corkscrew pasta gets its name from the Italian for little spindles. Kevin?
What is tortellini?
No. Deanna?
What is fusilli?
Fusilli, yes.
Around the world for 200?
The Windrush, Evan Lode, and Cherwell are tributaries of this English river. Kevin?
What is the Thames?
That's it.
Around the world for?
The name of this Mexican city may be derived from a ranch in the area whose name translates to Aunt Jane. Andy?
What's Tijuana?
Correct.
Around the world, 600.
The name of this Iraqi city means gift of God or founded by God. Deanna.
What is Baghdad?
Right.
Around the world for 800.
Answer there. You can take the lead away from Andy.
Let's do 2,000, please.
Two, that'll do it if you are right on this clue. This largest Alaskan island is home to the largest type of grizzly bear.
What is Kodiak?
Kodiak. That's it, and you're in the lead.
Around the world for 1,000.
This 1,500-mile mountain chain separates the Mediterranean basin from the Sahara. Deanna.
What are the Atlas Mountains?
Good.
Requests for 400.
On Facebook, if you delete this request, the sender can't send you another one for a year. Deanna.
What is a friend request?
Yeah.
Request for 600.
In 2015, a California state agency mandated that restaurants may not serve this unless the diner requests it. Deanna?
What is a glass of water?
Yeah.
Request for 800.
Perhaps the most famous song request in movie history is for this tune. Play it, Sam. Andy?
What is As Time Goes By?
You got it.
Requests for 1,000.
To access a web page, your computer sends this familiar four-letter type of request. Kevin?
What is HTTP?
That's it.
Historical blues for 600.
There's a dark house over yonder in Boston's North Square, the home this founding father rode from, a home still standing there. Deanna.
Who is Paul Revere?
Yes.
Historical blues for 800.
Going to this max security prison. Going to New York soon. It's prisoner revolt, had Pacino scream it in Dog Day Afternoon. Kevin.
What is Sing Sing?
No. Andy.
What is Attica?
Attica, yes.
Historical blues, 1,000, please.
Hundreds of miles of this barrier got to stop any German assault. Got a design, but no Belgian line. Think that may be a fault. Kevin.
What is Maginot?
Yes.
Historical, 400.
Can you hear this train's whistle blowing in 1889, running from Paris to Constantinople? Murder on the riders' minds. Deanna.
What is the Orient Express?
Yes, and now the last clue. On the day I was born, in April 1822, I had no idea I'd be president. Or a top general, too. I wore the blues, the Union Army blues. Andy.
It was Grant.
Ulysses Grant, bumping you up to 7,000. You're still trailing Deanna, though. Kevin, I'm happy to see on the plus side with just 400, but he's going first in double jeopardy. I had a feeling in that first round that Kevin was just about to get things rolling for himself in a positive way. Let's see if I'm right as he selects from these categories in double jeopardy. 90s newsmakers, animal etymology, worry lines, got a lot of those, one subject nonfiction, TV crime shows, and finally, each correct response starts with the letter E. Kevin, you start.
E for 800.
Being burnt in this six-letter manner is not usually a good sign. Deanna.
What is effigy?
Yeah.
90s newsmakers for 400.
In 1994, 4 years after his release from prison, he became president of South Africa. Kevin.
Who is Mandela?
Good.
Starts with E for 1200.
Seismological term for the place you least want to be in an earthquake. Kevin?
What is the epicenter?
Yeah.
E16.
Answer. Daily double.
1500, Alex.
All right. A Christian holiday or any sudden insight.
What is Epiphany?
That's it. You are on a roll. Keep it going.
E for 2000.
This word that means boiling over with excitement comes from the Latin for boiling over. Kevin.
What is ebullient?
Good.
Animal etymology for 8.
From Malay for man of the forest, this primate lives in the tropical rainforest of Sumatra. Deanna.
What is the orangutan?
Yes.
90s newsmakers for 800.
We salute you if you remember that he victoriously led U.S. forces in the Persian Gulf War. Kevin?
Who is Schwarzkopf?
Good, Norman Schwarzkopf, correct.
90s for 12.
This Michigan M.D. defended himself at his fifth trial in 1999. Conviction for second-degree murder ensued. Deanna?
Who is Dr. Kevorkian?
Good.
Newsmakers for 1600.
The daughter of a Czech diplomat, she was U.S. ambassador to the United Nations before becoming U.S. Secretary of State. Kevin.
Who is Condoleezza Rice?
No. Deanna.
Who is Madeleine Albright?
Yes.
Newsmakers for 2000.
Replacing Ed Koch in 1990, he became New York City's first African-American mayor. Deanna.
Who is Dellums?
No. Andy.
Who's Dinkins?
David Dinkins, yes.
Animal etymology 400, please.
No surprise, this animal's name is from the Greek for eight-footed. Deanna.
What is the spider?
No. Kevin.
What is the octopus?
Octopus, yeah.
Animal for 12.
The reindeer also goes by this Native American name, meaning shoveler of snow, from its habit of shoving snow aside to feed. Kevin.
What is Shoshone?
No. Deanna.
What is the caribou?
Caribou, yes.
TV crime shows for 400.
As Marty Bird on Ozark, this actor relocates his family to Missouri to try to pay off a debt to a drug cartel. Deanna?
Who is Jason Bateman?
Yes.
Crime shows for 800.
A fashionable psychopathic hit woman becomes the obsession of an MI6 agent on this BBC comedy crime drama. Andy?
What's Killing Eve?
Correct.
Crime shows 1200.
Spun off from Sons of Anarchy, this show focuses on an outlaw motorcycle gang operating on the California-Mexico border. And it's called Mayans. Back to you, Andy.
Crime shows 1600, please.
Three suburban mothers stop playing it safe and rob a supermarket on this show, but that's just the start of their criminal troubles. Andy?
What is Good Girls?
Good Girls, yes.
One subject, nonfiction, 400.
One Good Turn is a history of this tool, and Mr. Phillips makes an appearance. Deanna.
What is the screwdriver?
Yep.
Nonfiction for 800.
In 2018, cod and salt author Mark Kurlansky tackled this liquid, letting us know donkeys is low fat and goats is high protein. Deanna.
What is milk?
Milk, yeah.
Nonfiction for 1200.
Answer there. Daily double. And you have maintained your lead for quite some time.
I'll wager 2,000.
Two it is. Here's the clue. Vince Beiser's The World in a Grain is about this substance that concrete and glass, among other things, are made of.
What is sand?
Sand, yes. You're at 15-8.
Nonfiction for 1600.
Jasmine and vanilla are two ingredients, but you won't get the whole recipe in Tilar J. Maceo's book about this numerical perfume. Deanne.
What is Chanel No. 5?
Yes.
Nonfiction for 2000.
Charles Seif wrote a book about it. Ignored by the Romans and Greeks, it became the most important tool in mathematics. Andy?
What's the slide rule?
Nope. Correct response. What is zero? Back to Deanna.
Worry lines for 400.
In a number one song, he cautioned, in every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Andy.
It was McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin, correct.
Worry lines 800.
What, me worry? is the motto of this Mad Magazine cover boy. Andy.
Was Alfred E. Newman?
Yes.
Worry Lines 1200?
An old song says, what's the use of worrying? So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and do this, this, this. And smile, smile, smile. All right, Andy, go again.
Worry Lines 1600?
When he was chair of the Fed in 1995, he said, I worry incessantly that I might be too clear. Kevin.
It was Greenspan.
Good.
Worry for two.
In this compilation of teachings, the Jewish sage Hillel said, the more possessions, the more worry. Kevin.
What is the Talmud?
That's it.
Animal for 16.
Though it's really a mammal, its name is from the Latin for pigfish. Kevin.
What is porcupine?
Nope. Deanna or Andy? What is porpoise, not porcupine? Three clues left, Kevin.
Animal for two.
Though wide awake now, this critter is thought to get the first part of its name from a word for sleep. Andy.
What is a dormouse?
Dormouse, yeah.
Starts with E for 400.
If you're being elusive, you are taking these maneuvers. Deanna.
What is evasive?
Yeah. And now the last clue. This show stars Cillian Murphy as the leader of a British gang that rises up from the streets after World War I. Kevin.
What is Peaky Blinders?
Good, and that takes you to 7,900. Look at that. You're still very much in the thick of this. We have a close match here, believe it or not, folks. And today, the three players get to deal with this subject in final. Country name origins. We'll reveal it very shortly.
A camel in a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is hump day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How do countries get their names? We're going to find out about one of them right now with this clue, players. This island country was named for a 16th century Spanish king whose name comes from the Greek for lover of horses. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Kevin, you got off to a slow start today, but you made up for it in the latter stages of Double Jeopardy. You wound up with 7,900 in third place, and you came up with the correct response. What is the Philippines? Yes, Philo, 7,000 is your wager. That bumps you up to 14,900. Takes us to Andy, who had 12,600. Did he come up with the Philippines? He did. Did he risk a bundle or a modest amount, 4,600. That puts him at 17,200 in second place as we come to Deanna. She's not looking happy. Why? Because she was unable to come up with the Philippines, and she's going to lose 7,401, a substantial amount. But that means that our champion, Andy Wood, remains champion and now has a three-day total of $64,798. Great game. I enjoyed it. I hope the three of you did as well. We'll say goodbye until next time. Take care. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
testing site changes. With COVID cases on the rise, DC's solution to getting a handle on the growing numbers. Plus, with cases now dangerously high in Prince William County, 7 on Your Side finds out what action they plan to take for schools. New at 11.